Steve Standiford, with the blessings of Tony Mazza, the current owner of the Dinkle Building in downtown Carbondale, decided on Carbondale's 109th Potato Day to raffle off the contents of a mysterious safe inherited from previous tenants of what is now Steve's Guitars. All funds raised from the unrepeatable spectacle of that afternoon were donated to Carbondale's Historical Society.
Hallelujah! Because literally I've been waiting 25 years to find out what's inside there.
While an anxious crowd trickled in and overflowed out the door, local musician Jim Hawkins entertained. Considering that the safe was likely salvaged from a fire in 1891 that destroyed the building housing the Bank of Carbondale, folks had good reason to buy tickets for the once-ever event.
Hi, I'm Mary Margaret O'Gara.
I am co-owner with Steve Standiford, my husband. This place was born out of love. Steve's Guitars was. It's never been a moneymaker. It's been a community place, and I think there's a love letter in there.
My name is Doug Whitney. What do I think's inside the vault? I think it's three neatly stacked gold bars in a triangle with a spotlight and a choir recording.
I'm Charlotte Graham from Marble. I think there's going to be old bank stocks, or the bank that isn't here anymore.
Wayne Winton, owner of Tri-County Locksmith, came dressed as a federal inmate to dedicate his services to cracking the mystery.
This is a Herring Hall Marvin safe. It says Halls on it, but it's Herring Hall Marvin Safe Company if you want to do any kind of Google searching on things like that. And the safe itself is actually a piece of artwork. Somebody hand-painted this stuff. I mean, it's just like an old oil painting. And we also noticed there was mention of a fire back in the day there. And there are burn marks on the door of the safe. You can actually see where some of the safe crackled and peeled. How much all of that all ties in together, nobody can really say for sure, but you can definitely tell there's a chain of events there. This safe was it's specifically made for bankers. It's a banker's fire safe. At least that is what all my research indicates.
The winner is 511.
Jim Hawkins, the same local musician asked to entertain the crowd, took home the grand prize. His choice of the contents of the safe or the consolation, 2 one-day ski passes from Aspen Snowmass.
There's stuff in there!
From March 17th, 72, Christy K. Brown's birth certificate.
In addition to the birth certificate, the safe was full of tax documents, order slips from Dorothy Brown's laundromat, a photo of children, a bill of sale for a soap machine, the deed to Joe Blank House, a watch manual with no watch, and of course,
the combination to the safe.
Overall, the Carbondale Historical Society netted over $2,000 and the documents, as Hawkins chose to take the ski passes instead. Steve's Guitars gained access to the fireproof safe, which some spectators suggested could serve as a time capsule for future Carbondale residents. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
Never cross a gambler who's not afraid of death.